In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Why Christmas? I'd like to ask you this question, children and adult. Why Christmas? The world is around us is full of decoration, music fill the malls of America, Christmas tree and ornament and manger are seen everywhere, and yet we tend to forget the reason for this season. Why Christmas? This week, there are three major holidays and holy days that we honor today. St. Nicholas of Myra, St. Barbara of Syria, and St. John of Damascus. We honor the saint because they remind us how to live a Christian life, even in the midst of conflict and suffering. We honor the saints because the saints are steady in time of season and out of season. We honor the saints to remind us of what Christmas is all about. You probably do not know that in our church we have the remains or the relics of St. Barbara and St. Nicholas, and we have the icon of St. John of Damascus. We venerate these relics. These are gifts and treasures. In our church, we even have the relic of Saint Raphael of Brooklyn. But why Christmas? Christmas, number one, is the love of God for us. Without the love of God with us, we will never know love. We pretend emotional love, sexual love, romantic love. These but temporary that will fade away. But God's love is eternal to you. Even when someone disappoints you, God does never disappoint you. God became one of us, born of the Virgin Mary. He was born that you and I will be redeemed. Will be redeemed from the fallen nature. Adam and Eve have sinned and were expelled from paradise. Jesus came to take us home to paradise. Today, Christ is born in a manger, so you and I can pray and praise the Almighty in our holy church. What's a manger? A manger is the church. So Christ dwell in it, not only as a child, not only as a grown-up, but the man who suffered on the cross and the one who raised from the dead. It's a manger. Yes. I will use today the book from Father Stavros, who wrote a book called All Creation. Let all creation rejoice. لتفرح السماويات. What Christmas mean? Often, family wants to go shopping. And it's wonderful that we give gift to one another. We have family today do not shop, but give the money to the church and the church give it to the poor. We have family who buy gift to one another and they fight and have a fallout after Christmas because my gift worth more money than the one I got from you. And sometimes we give gift we do not want. Somebody gave us a gift and we don't know because we cannot return it. So we give it to somebody. And then family begin to have dispute with one another. Why Christmas? I never in my life as a child received a Christmas gift. But I received a greater gift when I was taken to church like these little children and heard the hymns that says glory to God in the highest and on earth peace and goodwill to all. Yes, my dearly beloved, we read in the gospel that suddenly a crowd of angels from heaven sang praising God and saying, المجد لله في العلا وعلى الأرض السلام وفي الناس المسرة. What does that mean? That peace to all. This simple prayer, stay with us all year round. It is sang at every liturgy to remind us that we live in a world that is full of trouble. But Christ and Christmas can always give us peace. Faith in Christ will give us peace. Peace with Him. This is the message that family need to hear, that married couple need to hear, that individual need to hear, that we can only have peace if we remove conflict from our home and recognize that no good things can come out of constant criticism and constant conflict. None can stop an argument better than peace. Nothing can stop an argument and dissension in family more than a prayer, more than forgiveness. I read the following quote by a Saint Teresa, who just been announced as a saint in the Catholic Church. She talks about peace, and I quote, she said, the fruit of silence is prayer. And the fruit of prayer is faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace. And goodwill to all, the angels sang. My dearly beloved, Christmas is the time that should give us peace, and yet we're exhausted from going from place to place, and we wonder why we have no peace. Today we need to bring peace into Christmas. Today we need to bring peace to our home, to our churches, to our family. Yes, Christmas is to give us peace, even we live in a troubled world. My dearly beloved, every service in our church that I come as a priest or the deacon would say, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. How often I turn to you during the liturgy and I say, As-salamu li jami'akum, peace be to all. How often? Yes. Before we read the gospel, before we confess our faith, before communion, peace be with you all. Why? Why we say that? To remind you that through Christ, we find peace. We find health even when we're sick. When we love one another and we serve one another, we find the peace of Christ that will surpass all human understanding. Here's a prayer from our liturgy. We sing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Today, does Bethlehem receive him who sits with the Father forever? Today, the angel glorified is worthy of God. The baby is born, shouting, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill among you all. Christmas is for peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.